This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great nation despite the fact that there is increasing controversy about one of our great national monuments. Yes, that's right. Mount Rushmore under attack. Everyone had predicted it, basically. We had on this show before it became a reality, and now it is. There are various Native American spokespeople who are speaking out, people on the left, and even the National Democratic Party saying that the event that President Trump has planned for the 3rd of July, right before our great National Independence Day holiday, that plan is a celebration of white supremacy. Really? How? 1-800-955-1776. I think there are a number of people who responded to the controversy over the Mount Rushmore visit by President Trump by saying that, look, this is an absolutely sure means by which the Democrats can guarantee that Trump is elected for a second term. Honest to goodness, I do not believe that there is divided opinion on Mount Rushmore. There shouldn't even be divided opinion on Mount Rushmore within the Democratic Party. So how did this all come about? Well, part of it began last night, and we will bring you the very latest inspiring news about Shop in Seattle, where the left honestly appears to be eating its own, battling one another in a ferocious means. Yes, that's right. Kshama Sawant, Socialist City Councilwoman against Jenny Durkin, left-wing mayor. So who should win in that particular struggle? Well, we will talk about that, and we'll also talk about emulating CHOP, the Capitol Hill occupied protest, or organized protest, as they sometimes say. They're trying to imitate that in New York City. And how is that going right now? And what does Justin Bieber have to do with exposing an international ring of child sex predators headed by Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton? At least according to some 16 million people on the internet, apparently Justin Bieber has everything to do with blowing the whistle on Pizzagate. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first off, controversy about Mount Rushmore is so profoundly stupid. I mean, it's so beyond the pale that it's almost embarrassing to talk about it. I mean, I kind of don't enjoy it because it's so ludicrous. But part of it is the Democrats going so far as to say the following. They put up a tweet last night, and the tweet that they put up was very simple, very direct, and then immediately taken down because it provoked an appropriately angry reaction from the whole world. I mean, what the tweet said was, and it says the Democrats, and it's one of those with a check mark verified accounts. This is an account maintained by the Democratic National Committee. And Trump has disrespected Native communities, Native, of course, capitalized, time and again. He's attempted to limit their voting rights and blocked critical pandemic relief. Now he's holding a rally glorifying white supremacy at Mount Rushmore, a region once sacred to tribal communities. Okay, what is all that about? They linked their tweet to an article in The Guardian, the left-wing British newspaper, Foreign Press, and that particular article said that they took the view that Mount Rushmore was a symbol of white supremacy. Now, before somebody calls with this point, it is true that the sculptor of Mount Rushmore, Gutzon Borglum, who was one, and by the way, if you start wanting to take down old Gutzon Borglum monuments, which someone will, they're all over the place. I mean, there are hundreds of them, literally. He's such a gifted sculptor, and he was so popular back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s. He died in the 40s. But Gutzon Borglum had terrible personal ideas. His personal politics was disgusting. He was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. And this is, you can even see in the Mount Rushmore Museum, they have a letter between one of the Ku Klux Klan leaders and Gutzon Borglum, saluting him as a fellow Klan leader. And he, to the very best of my knowledge, never really effectively denied it. He it's supposed to be secret, right? But he was a Klansman. But does that mean that everything that he touched his hand to now must be condemned? We don't operate that way. We don't operate that way with music, with art, with literature. It's what the thing itself conveys. And what Mount Rushmore conveys is very different from a memorial to Jefferson Davis or a memorial to Robert E. Lee. Because the people on Mount Rushmore were the people who built our country. And most Americans, including, by the way, most African Americans, think our country is pretty great. Don't you think that's true? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. So the Mart Whitlock, who is the senior advisor to the National Republican Senatorial Committee, immediately tweeted back after the Democrats put up that tweet associating Mount Rushmore as a rally glorifying white supremacy. He said, 4th of July festivities at Mount Rushmore, a rally glorifying white supremacy. 2020 Democrats have lost it. I think that's true. Dave Rubin tweeted back. Dave Rubin, who's been a guest on the show of the Rubin Report, spectacularly successful podcast, he tweeted back, all the Republicans have to do is run on, hey, at least we're not the Democrats' platform. And that's, I think, exactly what they're planning to do. There's a GOP pollster named Logan Dobson who says, would be curious to hear the Democrats explain what part of shooting off fireworks at Mount Rushmore for the 4th of July glorifies white supremacy. Like, I think I know what they're implying here, and the tweet was obviously designed to tell their base something, but it would be really instructive if they were actually made to answer the question. And Joe Biden has to be made to answer the question. And of course, he has to completely distance himself from any of this nonsense. And I mean, really, it's when you start talking in these terms, and here, let me go to another article attacking Mount Rushmore. And we cannot have it that no matter how much you may dislike the President of the United States, that wherever he goes or whatever he does has to be associated with some kind of divisive, polarizing, ridiculous, unnecessary controversy. Okay, this is a piece in USA Today, and it's actually, well, it was at the USA Today website. It was originally in the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, which is actually the leading, it's the leading newspaper in the state of South Dakota, I believe. In any event, they write, Trevor Mitchell writes, another South Dakota tribal leader is calling for the removal of Mount Rushmore as President Donald Trump's visit to the monument draws near. How are you going to remove it? Yeah, I mean, are you going to use one of those bunker buster mother of all bomb things? Really? We will be right back on the Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bring it on. There's so much of this stupid stuff that is going on right now that has the same cure, which is people knowing the actual history of our country and not relying on politically correct distortions and outright lies. One of the things I'm reading the statement by this South Dakota tribal chief who wants to take down Mount Rushmore. His name is Harold Fraser. He is chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe. I didn't think they used the term Sioux anymore. It's supposed to be Lakota. But in any event, one of the points that they make is that all of these people up on Mount Rushmore are guilty. And what's Abraham Lincoln guilty for? Because he ordered the hanging of 38 Dakota men. Okay. The true story is this. There were 303 Dakota men who were condemned to death. Why? For murder. They murdered close to 800 civilians, 77 U.S. troops. It was called a war. It was in the middle of the Civil War. We didn't have a lot of bandwidth to deal with a Dakota attack, Lakota attack on white settlers, frankly. And the army did military tribunals. They condemned 303 men to death. Lincoln commuted the sentence of most of them. There were 38 men who were hanged on December 26, 1862. It was the largest mass hanging in all of American history. But the blaming Lincoln for it, when he actually saved the lives of 264 people who he spared, he commuted their sentence, can he get some credit for that, maybe? Instead of blaming the President of the United States, who was busy putting down a dastardly and deadly rebellion. Speaking of dastardly and deadly rebellions, we have a call from Mike. Mike, it says up here you're right on the borderline of CHOP. Is that true?
Yes, two blocks from CHOP, and all's quiet. I think most of the people are taking it off, you know.
What happened last night? I know that they had an additional shooting. I guess it was Monday morning in the AM. But how about Tuesday morning, Monday night? Anything going on in CHOP?
I cannot give you information on that because I'm just downtown for a doctor's appointment and just happen to be in the area because it's so close to the middle of everything else.
Right, right, at First Hill, and I understand all of that. So go ahead, make your point.
Well, what I'm wondering is, if all of this craziness that's going on, I'm looking for your opinion on whether it's time for Christians and Jewish people and Muslim people to come together in prayer and just see if with this is filled with 10,000 people praying, would that send the message to our leadership who seem to be paralyzed by indecision to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we need there's a greater group out here who have been silent so far, but are not wanting this type of things to continue?
You know, I think it's a great idea. And I've spoken before, I think one of the things that America really needs is a show of support for our police. And because you can imagine what it would be to be a police officer right now and how battered your morale would be and how badly you would be made to feel. And basically this obscene hatred for people who deserve our love and support and respect is one of those things that I feel we have to answer. Here's a problem, Mike, is there's a pandemic right now, and the numbers from the pandemic are very troubling and very alarming. And, of course, people on the left and in mainstream media are doing all kinds of somersaults to say, oh, no, there's no evidence that these mass demonstrations have anything at all to do with this spike in coronavirus diagnoses. But the fact is that I think that what you're talking about is a terrific idea, and people coming together in prayer, and including people who may not have any religious faith, just to express support for police, for military, for American heroes, and American institutions. And I do believe that represents the majority of Americans. I believe it represents a majority of Americans of every ethnic background. I appreciate your call, and I hope your doctor's appointment goes well and safely. Let's go to Greg in Olympia, Washington. Greg, you're on the MedVet Show.
Yeah, Michael, just a second here. I'm inside my vehicle, so I can hear better. Yeah. I know, that's trying to get.
Yes, much better. Go ahead.
Much better? Okay.
Yes.
Well, just talking about these monuments and all of that, you know that we're aware, you and I and some people are aware, that this is just an attempt to tear down all our history to the remaking of America. Do you agree?
I do.
Yeah. And, but, you know, and I listen to you all the time, and so I know you're good on your history, what's going on, but how many of the American people, I mean, we've been dumbed down, the schools, and for years and years and years, and that's why these, you know, a lot of these kids, they're just, you know, they don't have any idea of what the real history or our Constitution or any of that stuff. And so they're just tearing everything down, and they got some kind of they're just being used. They're the useful idiots, you know, of the left.
Well, I think you're right. And I'd said earlier this hour that I think the core problem with all of this nonsense and people saying that, oh, Mount Rushmore is some kind of an affront and an assault, this couldn't exist if people knew the actual history of our country. That's, by the way, precisely why I wrote my most recent two books, The American Miracle and God's Hand on America. Because American history is not a chronicle of shame. It is not a chronicle of horror. That doesn't mean there aren't shameful episodes. That doesn't mean there aren't horrible individuals. There are. But the overall pattern of American history is, by the way, people on the left have recognized. I end the book, God's Hand on America, the new book. I end that book by quoting Franklin Roosevelt, who says the course of America is forever upward. And it has been. And getting better and better and offering more and more liberty of freedom. And that still is the case. The insanity of, and it's not simply to remake America. It's basically to destroy America as we know it. And that project is advanced by ignorance, above all. Where else does that apply? Well, in more about, well, Rushmore, professional sports. We'll get to all of it coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned that people shouldn't expect the coronavirus pandemic to end this summer, saying that the virus is still spreading too quickly and widely to be contained. One of the big questions on everyone's mind is getting children back to school and if that can be done safely. Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, thinks we should be able to do that.
I feel very strongly we need to do whatever we can to get the children back to school. So I think we are in lock agreement with that.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says President Trump is not leading during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Month after month, as other leaders in other countries took the necessary steps to get the virus under control, Donald Trump failed us.
Biden taking questions from reporters in Delaware for the first time in 89 days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Medved show talking about the assault on Mount Rushmore. Harold Fraser, chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe, told the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, "We are now being forced to witness the lashing of our land with pomp, arrogance, and fire, hoping our sacred land survive. This brand on our flesh needs to be removed. And I am willing to do it free of charge to the United States by myself, if I must." It will take a while chipping things through, unless there were some kind of very large explosion, which is a horrible thought. Let me go to Eddie in Seattle. Eddie, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
All right. Well, I had a quick opinion about it all. I thought that the thought of blowing up Mount Rushmore, being a black male myself, I think it's ridiculous. I think that it's history. I don't think that it should be taken down. I have Native blood in me as well. I think that it's something that's been there for as long as it's been there, and that wasn't the intention when it was put there. I do think that a lot of the information that is inside of the Vatican can be brought out. And if we actually want to make sure that everybody is one and whole, we bring that information out. We share that together. And
what information from? I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm not sure what you're referring to. What information from the Vatican needs to be brought out?
A lot of the history of all nationalities and every background is inside the Vatican. They have everyone's history there. That history can be brought out so we can get an understanding for how things are supposed to be. That information is being hidden from the world for a reason.
I don't believe that to be true, Eddie. If you talk about all nationalities and history and genealogy, the Mormon Church maintains a great database and great information about genealogy. And if you're looking for genealogy and tracing your own ancestry, the Mormon Church, but I don't think the Vatican has that kind of information in it. What is it you expect the Vatican will reveal?
The history, the artifacts, the the scrolls, the things that are inside the Vatican. You might have to do a little more research and do some research on it. There's a lot of information.
No, I've done a great deal of research. I just don't believe that there's anything that's true about that. In other words, there's all the Vatican has a great deal of artifacts. You're right, and it has all kinds of art that has been done at the Vatican, like the Sistine Chapel by Michelangelo, but almost none of it is secret. And the idea that there is some secret information, what is it you expect that secret information will reveal? Do you have a specific expectation?
It's, I think, the natural way of life and how things are supposed to go, the order of life and how things are supposed to be. I think that we're so far off track that no one knows the natural order of how life is supposed to be. Everything is about money. Everything is about gain. Everything is about to where no one has morals. No one has, you know, the things that are missing in life now, I think, is just the basic information. There's more than that. I mean, maybe I don't know exactly what's in there because I don't know exactly what's in there. My assumption, well, which, you know, is... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Your assumption? Yeah, go ahead.
It's just an assumption on some of the things that I've read, some of the things that I've done for research. I feel like there's information in there that could come out, could put us closer to understanding some things, because there's some very misunderstood individuals out here, and everyone's going off of what information they have. Natives have information that they think is the truth. White folks have information. Black folks have information. Everybody thinks that the information that they have is better than the information that someone else has, but we all have the same information. It's just told in different languages and coming from different angles, but it's all the same stuff. But it's used a certain type
okay.
of information.
Okay, you say information. Are you talking about, like, the origins of life or the origins of human beings or the beginnings of civilization?
All of it, everything.
Okay, Given the level of research and archaeology and looking around the world, Eddie, honest to goodness, it's hard for me to imagine that the Vatican, if they have anything of religious import that involves something with the supernatural or about the origins of Christianity, they wouldn't have made it public. In other words, that you think that they're hiding it, I don't think that's where the Vatican is. I appreciate your call. Here's an email that came in that is a little bit kind of sort of related. It says, "Hi, Mr. Medved. I listened to your..." This is from Bill. I'm not sure where he is. He says, "I listened to you for years and appreciate your balanced reason-based opinion. I've listened to Conspiracy Thursday shows," so actually it's Conspiracy Day, we used to do once a month for Full Moon. "So I figure you're the best one to ask. Is Trump a Freemason?" I'm almost sure he's not. I have never heard any reports, and it doesn't suit Trump at all to be a Mason. "Does that mean he worships the devil?" Emphatically not. I am fairly sure President Trump does not worship the devil, and that Freemasons don't worship the devil. Freemasons worship God. Now, you might say that I know that they have problems in Freemasonry with some traditional Christian doctrine, but there are many religious, everything, Catholics, Jews, others, Protestants of all kinds, who are active Masons. Also, why are so many past presidents said to be Freemasons? Because they were. George Washington was, Andrew Jackson was, not sure about Jefferson, but I think so. Masonry was very popular among the founding fathers. Benjamin Franklin was a Freemason, and he emphatically did not worship the devil. What they were trying to do was very popular in the 18th and 19th century for people who wanted to have a more reason-based or orderly means of understanding human goodness and pursuing it. But we had a political party. The first political party ever to hold a national convention was the Anti-Masonic Party. And to show how well that convention went, for the Anti-Masonic Party, they nominated a Mason, William Wirt, who was actually nominated for president. Didn't go well for them. They did get some electoral votes. They carried Vermont. Pete in Sumner. Pete, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hi, Michael. Great to talk with you. I just wanted you to touch a little bit, because I know how much of a historian you are, about the Lakota Sioux lawsuit that I believe they have had on the books for at least 50 years that had to do with the broken treaties of...
Yes, they won their lawsuit in 1979. They won $17.1 million in compensation about the Black Hills. Now, this is not the specific land of Mount Rushmore, but includes... The relatively small Mount Rushmore is only 1,278 acres, which is small for a national monument. But they did not accept the money from the government because they said it would legally end their demand for the return of all the Black Hills. And is that what you wanted to know?
Yes, and that they would like to... If they ever, I know that they continue to bring up lawsuits as they go, and what their plan would be is to deface Mount Rushmore and then have it match so four more leaders like they did the Sitting Bull Monument. They want to do that and just reface the existing Mount Rushmore with four other chiefs of the Lakota Sioux.
Yeah, I think if you look at it, unless they somehow add a bunch of granite onto the mountain, which they're not going to be able to do, that plan isn't going to work out. And it isn't going to work out because they're not going to win this particular political struggle. We will get back to the Mount Rushmore lawsuits and the controversy over the 4th of July and Mount Rushmore. Really? Is that where we are in this country? How'd we get here? We will be talking about that on the Medved Show coming right up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
One of the great things about living in a democratic republic is that there's controversy about everything. I mean, that's kind of the nature of things. And that has always been the case in the United States. Of course, we have a few unifying symbols. We're the overwhelming majority of Americans, not everybody, but the overwhelming majority of Americans can get behind those symbols. That's what Mount Rushmore is about. And people can argue about, well, they should have included this president, that president. Believe it or not, back in 1937, before the Mount Rushmore was even completed, because Gutzon Borglum, the chief sculptor, died in 1941, and then the mountain itself was, the construction was completed by his son, Lincoln Borglum. They had 400 workers putting this onto the mountain. And back in 1937, in the middle of construction, when they're already working on it, there was a bill introduced to the Congress to include the face of Susan B. Anthony, the very early crusader for giving women the rights to vote. And that, basically, they said, when they passed the federal appropriation that year for the continued construction, they said, no, none of this money can be used for any face other than the ones that are already there. And the idea that Mount Rushmore, when I was growing up, it was still called the Shrine of Democracy. People talk about it that way because you have these great Democratic leaders who were elected, and none of their elections, I think, is disputed in any way, and who actually came to symbolize American triumphs. I mean, George Washington, the author of Independence, Abraham Lincoln is the defender of union and the author of Emancipation, the End of Slavery. And Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence, literally, and responsible for the Louisiana Purchase, which so greatly enlarged the scope of this country and actually made us, gave us the chance to be a continental power. And then Theodore Roosevelt, who more than any other one individual, led us into the position of leading power on planet Earth. And also did so much to reinvigorate a spirit of reform in this country, and he did. Okay, so with all of that, the objection is based on what exactly? Well, it's based on history, which is difficult. And the history is that the original Sioux reservation included the land that Mount Rushmore is on. But that reservation was shrunk because gold was discovered in the Black Hills. But this is a long time ago. It's a Treaty of Laramie in 1868. And then that was varied. And this lawsuit that we're talking about has actually went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decided, yeah, the federal government owes the Sioux tribe $17.1 million. Now, that was back in 79. I'm sure with inflation, it's a lot more right now. If they would take the money, that'd be good. But they won't because they want to continue claiming that they're going to retrieve all of the Black Hills and the land that Rushmore is on. That won't happen for several reasons. One of the reasons that they originally conceived the monument in the Black Hills is the South Dakota government. South Dakota's always had a very sparse population. They wanted to attract tourists. And frankly, Mount Rushmore is by far, it's the only major tourist attraction in the state of South Dakota. Which is one of the reasons that Governor Christie Noem is so immovable on these ideas of blowing up Mount Rushmore. David in Seattle. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay. I was wondering, I know, Michael, you've studied the Civil War quite a bit. I'm wondering if you have any statistics on the number of children that were fathered by white slave owners and then subsequently were not supported and taken care of by those same fathers.
It's a large number. I mean, it's a large number over the course of 400 years of slavery. And is it a large number that most slave owners, people who have written about slavery, believe that it was fairly common, but not the majority, if you follow. In other words, certainly, I'll give you an example. One of the things about Thomas Jefferson is there is still some controversy, though not much. Most historians think that Thomas Jefferson fathered perhaps as many as six children with his slave, Sally Hemings. Sally Hemings was actually the daughter of Jefferson's father-in-law, because Jefferson's father-in-law, the father of Jefferson's wife, Martha Wales Skelton, her father had fathered not only Jefferson's wife, but Sally Hemings with one of his slaves. So I don't know if there's any way to fully determine over many, many years how many hundreds of thousands, certainly, of children came from that the horrible, horrible idea of someone raping someone who is allegedly his property. So where are you going with this?
Oh, I wondered if you've ever, in your studies of the Civil War and antebellum South, if you ever looked into they were called slave breeding farms in Virginia and Maryland. Do you have any information on those?
It's real.
Thomas Jefferson, he had a financial interest in some of those, and that, you know, there's quite a bit written about. That's why he was in favor of stopping the slave trade from Africa to America, because he understood that he could financially, he would make more money if he could just sell the slaves.
I don't believe that that's true. I don't believe there's any basis for that at all. And when you say breeding farms, part of what happened with Virginia in particular, and also to some extent with South Carolina, is because they were growing largely tobacco leaches out the soil. And what happened historically, and it's very interesting, is that they couldn't grow the tobacco anymore, couldn't make any money off it. It's one of the reasons, by the way, Thomas Jefferson was always broke. He died deeply in debt. And he continually acknowledged that he should liberate his slaves, he should manumit them, But he couldn't because he was a debtor. Because he had, as horrible as it sounds, used slaves for collateral. In any event, the point about all of this is that the big slaveholding plantations where they use slave labor were not in Virginia and South Carolina anymore, North Carolina or Georgia. They were in Alabama and Louisiana and Mississippi. And they would raise slaves and then sell them off. When it says that would they be sold downriver, what it usually meant is sold from the eastern older plantations, which became, as you said, breeding farms. It was never ever called that. But they would, their main crop would be raising, for some horrible institutions, for raising people, for sale. And again, the entire idea is so loathsome, and we have to come to terms with it, and come to terms with some of the enormous sacrifice that was made to get rid of this evil and hideous institution. And look, if there is one good thing coming out of all of this, it seems to me it is an impulse for people to actually read more of the real history. By the way, what you were asking about, David, there are some historians, and again, there's no way of knowing for sure, who believe that Frederick Douglass, who actually succeeded in freeing himself, may have actually been the child of, I believe it was a master in Maryland, and it's an appalling history. Coming to terms with it, it seems to me, is important because the direction has been upward. In the United States, in the Constitution itself, they put a limit in the slave trade, which David mentioned. And it wasn't just to try to support economic interests. After 1807, they could, under the Constitution, halt the trade. About time.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.